you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
I'm Tracy Thomas, host of One for the Books, a live literary event series from LAist. We are back with guests, author Amanda Montell, and actor Bella Lavelle. You can find us on May 15th at the Crawford Family Forum. Tickets at laist.com/events.
In a primetime address tonight, President Biden is expected to outline the American Families Plan, which would, among other things, subsidize 2 years of community college for low and middle income families. Now, to discuss the significance of this move, we turn to Community College League of California President and CEO, Dr. Larry Galizio. Also joining us is Amber Angel, Program Coordinator for the Family Resource Center at Los Angeles Valley College. Larry, let's start with you on this. Now, this, of course, only a proposal at this point, but how significant is it that subsidies for community college are included here?
Very significant. And it really recognizes the essential role of community colleges in a 21st century economy where about 70% of jobs require some type of post-secondary credential or post-secondary education and training.
And the thing about it, I went to 4 community colleges, Larry, so I know that when you go to a community college, you're basically taking the same courses you would be taking at that more expensive 4-year school, essentially.
That's correct. It's higher education, yeah. It's college, it's less expensive, it's more open and accessible, and often you have smaller classes. So we think the quality is high, and that's being recognized.
Now, Amber, many students enrolled in community colleges are starting second careers or working full-time or are parents. You yourself were counted in that last category when you were at LA Valley College. What are the financial considerations that many community college students have to take into account as they try and balance school and just life?
It's a great question, and it's a lot. You know, I was all of those categories actually. And a lot of our student parents face, which just statistically is about 30% of all community college students in the country are raising young children in the home. Childcare needs, textbooks, the needs and the expenses go way beyond tuition.
What are those expenses beyond tuition?
Yeah, childcare, supplies, textbooks. Oftentimes we think, oh, we'll just borrow a textbook. Well, a lot of classes are requiring online digital codes that can never be used again. That was a huge expense for me. Transportation, housing, things that aren't considered into your, Pell eligibility.
Parking, and there's so many other things too that are involved. Larry, not only is President Biden talking about free tuition, but also higher Pell grants. What do Pell grants offer students now, and what might an increase mean for those who rely on them?
So Pell grants, it's the largest federal program of aid for students in the United States, started in 1973. And for lower income families and students, it's really a lifeline. It does cover some of those non-tuition costs that Amber just talked about, which are the most expensive element of community college education in California, where living expenses and the others. So the Pell Grant, unfortunately, has not kept up with inflation. It's not pegged or linked to inflation. And so it's worth about, 30, 40%, maybe 50% of what it was worth at one time when the cost of education was much lower, as was the cost of living.
So it's better than nothing, but not nowhere near enough.
I think that's a fair statement. It is, it is significant. And this investment or proposed investment would have a tremendous impact on affordability for higher education for families.
You know, Amber, community college enrollment has been down due to the pandemic. We've heard even of some in California possibly closing. Do you think that offering free tuition could help entice students come back and maybe keep some of these colleges afloat?
I think sure. I think that it's going to definitely entice families, especially after this pandemic, especially women out of the workforce who have had to leave the workforce to care for their families and their children. But I think that there needs to be some policies and funding in place beyond just Pell increase to students, that there needs to be some policies and funding to institutions to provide support for these parents and these families that are going to be starting school. We often talk about this, that student parents are not identified as an equity issue. There's a lot of federal money that gets funded to states for equity dollars on college campuses, yet student parents aren't outlined in that. And that would be huge. We talk about Pell eligibility and expected family income of being zero, but a lot of parents have negative expected contribution to be able to pay for school.
When a student who is a parent, or maybe even a single parent, a community college student, when for whatever reason they can't re-enroll in the next semester, what are the chances, Amber, that they come back? Because I know that the chances are very low that they come back within the next few semesters or at all.
I don't have a statistic on that, but I know myself, I did have to drop out of school because of becoming pregnant with my second daughter in school. I did come back. It took me a semester, but it was because I had supports in place. Yeah. Los Angeles Valley College, where I work, there's 115 community colleges in the state of California, and we are the only one with a family resource center.
Wow.
When I was a student, if I hadn't had the family resource center to support me and my daughters while I was in school, I never would have made it through community college, let alone graduate, transfer, and be the first in my family of eight to do so. So these supports are absolutely necessary. I don't think that it's about the parents' willingness to want to come back. I think we all want what's best for our families. It's about having the support there to help you.
So Larry, when it comes to the free tuition, I mean, what do you think? Could that entice students to come back knowing that that at least that is cared for and taken care of?
Sure. I think the fact that the Biden administration is proposing this foregrounds community colleges, and it reminds people what a uniquely American and great resource it is. You know, I hope we don't also forget, you know, we talk a lot about disproportionately impacted families with COVID and the economic recession. But the other thing with community colleges is we are the ones that educate and train the nurses that are taking care of your family, the firefighters who are going to fight the wildfires here in California, the respiratory therapists. So we are vital institutions. We're essential for the essential workforce. And so I do hope people will take a second look. People were devastated and they remain devastated, but we're open for business, and this is going to remind people that that's the case.
Now, details still need to be worked out, but what else, Larry, would you like to see done on a federal level for community college students?
How much time do you have? So there's a proposed investment for the Pell Grant, and that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. One of the elements that would be really helpful for a lot of families is not everyone has the time to go to, you know, 4 years or even 2 years of college, but there are people who want to, you know, upskill and reskill. And we have short-term programs in workforce education. And some of those are not eligible for Pell. So I think opening up Pell grants for short-term workforce development programs would greatly help Californians and actually people throughout the nation.
Amber, you get the last word really quick. What would you like to see done on a federal level for community college students beyond the bill?
I definitely have to agree with Larry. First of all, we partner with our workforce department on campus for a grant called Strengthening Working Families to support those parents who aren't eligible for Pell as well. So I think that's hugely important. And again, just going back to identifying student parents as an equity issue, when we're looking at, you know, impacting families, 30% of community college students, we need to be addressing their needs outside of the classroom that are going to impact their ability to be successful. And I think the Family Resource Center at Los Angeles Valley College is a prime example of how that can be done well.
That's Amber Angel, Program Coordinator for the Family Resource Center at LA Valley College, and also Larry Galizio, Community College League of California President and CEO. Larry, Amber, thanks a lot.
Our pleasure.
Thank you so much.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.